are the main types of scams they should watch out for?
Well, there are four major scams hitting Nevada neighborhoods right now. First, you've got these aggressive door-to-door salespeople who create false urgency.
Have you ever wondered how many Nevada homeowners fall victim to solar scams each year? It's a staggering number. Nearly one-third of the 3,000 complaints the Nevada State Contractors Board receives annually are related to solar companies.
That's absolutely shocking. And what's really concerning is that these scammers are getting more sophisticated in how they target homeowners, especially here in Nevada, where we have such ideal conditions for solar energy.
Right. Our abundant sunshine and attractive solar incentives make us a prime target. I mean, the situation has become so serious that Nevada even established a specialized solar investigations unit specifically to address these complaints.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's particularly troubling? In April 2024, we saw that case with Derek Carbajal of Lifetime Solar, who was sentenced for allegedly stealing nearly $25,000 from elderly homeowners.
That's devastating. You know, for our listeners who might be considering solar, what would you say?
You know, they'll say things like, "We're working in the neighborhood," or "This deal expires today."
Oh yeah, I've actually had those knock on my door. They can be pretty pushy, right?
Exactly. And that's a huge red flag. Legitimate solar companies rarely use aggressive door-to-door tactics. Then there's the second type, these phantom government program schemes.
Tell us more about those. How do they work?
These scammers claim they have exclusive access to special government programs that'll cover all your installation costs. They usually ask for upfront processing fees to access these non-existent benefits.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you a business looking to build trust and credibility in today's crowded digital marketplace? M&J Trusted Marketing specializes in helping companies stand out with data-driven strategies and effective content distribution. Visit us at https://trustedmarketing.se to learn how we can boost your brand's online visibility and attract targeted buyers.
Thanks for that. Now, you were talking about these government program scams. What should homeowners look out for specifically?
Well, while legitimate federal tax credits and state incentives do exist, you should always verify any claimed government programs through official state websites or the Nevada Public Utilities Commission before making any payments.
Makes sense. And what about solar leases? I've heard those can be tricky too.
Oh man, don't even get me started on deceptive solar leases. These contracts often hide costly long-term obligations with escalating payments that eventually exceed purchasing costs. You know what's really scary? Some even include clauses allowing companies to place liens on properties.
Yikes! Have you ever dealt with any homeowners who've fallen into that trap?
Yeah, unfortunately. Just last month, I worked with a family who found out their lease payments would increase by 3% every year, but they didn't notice this detail in the fine print until it was too late.
You know, speaking of protection, let's talk about warranties. What should homeowners understand about legitimate warranty coverage?
Quality solar panels typically come with two types of warranties: performance warranties of 20-25 years and product warranties of 10-12 years from manufacturers. But here's the key: legitimate installers will provide all this warranty documentation before installation begins.
I've noticed that Clark County has some pretty specific requirements for solar installations. How does that help protect homeowners?
Oh, definitely. Clark County requires detailed permit applications, system plans, electrical diagrams, and structural calculations. And here's something important. Legitimate contractors handle all permitting requirements and provide homeowners with copies of approved permits.
So what would you say is the number one thing homeowners should do before signing anything?
Without a doubt, verify the contractor's license through nscb.nv.gov. Nevada law requires all solar installers to hold current state contractor licenses. It takes just minutes to check and can save you from significant legal and financial risks.
You mentioned earlier about recovery resources. What options do victims of solar scams have?
That's a great question. The Nevada State Contractors Board has a residential recovery fund that can provide up to $4,000 per validated claim. Keep in mind, this applies exclusively to damages caused by licensed contractors.
For our listeners who might be taking notes, what are three key red flags they should watch for?
Look out for high-pressure sales tactics demanding immediate decisions, requests for large upfront payments, and any reluctance to provide licensing or insurance information. Those are usually pretty reliable indicators that something's not right.
Before we wrap up, what's your final piece of advice for Nevada homeowners considering solar?
Take your time, do your homework, and remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Solar investments should provide decades of clean energy and financial benefits when done right. Don't let anyone pressure you into rushing the decision.
This has been incredibly informative. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. And for our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about building trust and credibility in the solar industry or any other business sector, visit our sponsor, M&J Trusted Marketing, at https://www.trustedmarketing.se. Thanks for listening, everyone.